Welcome to the Culture Shock.
It's Phoenix. Culture Shock. It's Licks.
It's Crystal.
Yeah, we back once again on a
crazy ass Wednesday. Wait, is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday. Yeah, I believe so.
I've been in the house. I've been in the house so long. I don't even know the days no more. Right.
Oh my god! Literally,
Wednesday is the only day I know out of the week because it's the one day I know that we do this show.
Right.
Any other day, I'm like, it's Saturday.
On one of the news channels in the morning, they actually have a segment called What Day Is It? And one of the guys goes in front of the blue screen and says, and holds it up and says, it's Wednesday.
And that's the whole segment.
But it's funny because of the shit that's going on right now. Like, seriously, what day is it? I have no freaking clue.
Right. That's absolutely true.
Because as you guys saw earlier, you know, my daughter's home, which is fucking ridiculous because she's in sixth grade. And hopefully she's not in sixth grade next year.
Yeah, she's like.
Yeah, the way that they set it up, like the one thing that I can say that you wouldn't in the clear about, Crystal, is your daughter knows what's going on. Y'all, your school system knows what's going on. Being a public school does not know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? They really don't. Like, they haven't sent my youngest son shit. They sent me an email and said they was gonna stop sending the packets. And they was going to start mailing and all this shit. This shit has not happened. My oldest son, graduation is not going to happen. They decide to refund all the people the money from the school senior dues. So, okay, with the senior dues came the pictures, the cap and gown, the tickets to graduation, and his pictures.
Yeah.
In the yearbook and stuff like that. Now that we get none of that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, they decided if you want to have a drive-up, a virtual, or just pick up your diploma-type graduation, it's like, why go through all that?
Exactly.
People just don't want to pick up y'all canceled everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You canceled everything. So, y'all really don't know what the hell y'all going to do. Y'all really ain't going to finalize what y'all going to do until next week. Now, with that being said, next week is actually my son's last week of school, period. You know what I'm saying? Would have been his last week.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, at the end of the day, what does Cleveland Public Schools have to offer the kids that are up in the air with this shit?
I see an opportunity here. I see an opportunity. There are districts that kind of have their shit together. Ours is not one of them, trust me. Ours doesn't even have freaking yearbooks this year for middle schoolers because of the whole levy thing, but that's yesterday's news. I see an opportunity. What if we can have a photographer virtually make their senior class pictures, put them all together, virtually use their caps and gowns, you know, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity.
I think what you're suggesting is possible if your school has a lot of money.
But the thing is,
all of this comes down to funding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like it's entirely possible. What would be great is if a student took it on. But again, like that's a huge responsibility.
That's a huge. You're absolutely.
It is
absolutely
yeah.
right. And,
then,
and right.
And the yeah, to and do the it, to do levels, it without yeah.
to do it without money would be
right.
outlandish. So, it's a great idea. It's just
I would at this point in time it's so much into the parents' hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like parents are really I was listening to a study yesterday or even this morning that parents have more respect for teachers now
than
they ever did. You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucker. Man, if you just now putting respect on the teachers' names, motherfucker.
You know, a lot of people saying that they should get better benefits, they should get more money. You know, that comes from people having to deal with these situations hands-on yourself.
Now that they're, like, having to homeschool their kids and realizing
how much fucking work it is. Oh, my God.
Like, oh yeah, yeah. You might want to pay the fucking teachers. Morons.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
School is supposed to be a safe haven for your kids. So it's supposed to be a learning facility and a safe haven.
Right.
So therefore, remember Phoenix when they came up with the whole policy about teachers having guns in school. Remember how it was like it was just such a it was proven to be a horrible idea.
Yeah. Wait, they had the what?
They when the mass shootings was happening in school, they was anchoring towards giving teachers arming the teachers, but it wound up being a bad situation because the teachers shot a student or a mistake. So it was a bad situation. But
oops. So sorry.
Training certain types of training should be in process for your teachers for their protection.
Yep.
But I mean,
your school should be better secure with working video cameras.
Yeah. Right? Every single one of them.
But you know what's crazy to me is like, okay, I went to public school pretty much my entire life.
Me too.
And all of them were in these tragically poor, disenfranchised neighborhoods.
Right.
Where kids come from, like, crime and drugs and all of that, like, but they never shot up the school. And I realized the reason is because not just security, like we had armed policemen in our schools, we had metal detectors, but also those kids, they didn't come to school. Like, you know what I'm saying? if you were gang banging, that was your day to day. Like. Yeah, you didn't have time for math class, bro. Like,
no, you wasn't at school. No.
So I'm like, so even like the kids who got bullied and stuff in school, like they didn't come to school with guns because there's people there with guns. like it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, to me, I'm like, I get it. Like, you don't want to have that pervasive, policy in your schools.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You don't really want to see armed security guards in your schools. It's a bad look. I get it.
I never minded. See, when because I was at John Hay and they would have right there at the School of Arts, but you know, Fifth District was right around the corner. It was the police department right around the corner. It wasn't no big issue for it'd be a police, two police officers just randomly coming into the school 3 days out the week, sweeping the school and doing what they do. The thing about it now is that the students have become so aggressively disrespectful, and the teachers have become regressively aggressive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to intrude into the situation.
Passive aggressive, yes.
Yeah,
and that's why I think there definitely needs to be an increase in teachers' pay, is because you're asking teachers to, like, especially like in a school that doesn't have security, you're asking teachers to be, you know, not only a teacher, they got to be a part time parent, they got to be, you know, part-time
police officer,
guidance counselor,
a psychiatrist,
yes, exactly,
yeah, you know what I'm saying,
had to be
And security, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, security too. And the overall thing about being a teacher is you have to deal with all that, but you also have to deal with the mental state of students.
Yeah.
Because everybody is not on the same mentality of learning. So you also got to learn patience when you are a teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And making sure that they pass those goddamn state mandated tests.
Yeah, and the pressure that they're under.
It's ridiculous.
For these kids to pass. You said it. It's ridiculous.
To only make like 45 grand a year.
Exactly. I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, I feel like
man.
If a doctor is important. but a teacher is just as important as a doctor.
I'm going to say this out loud. A teacher is more important than a doctor because we're relying on this small underpaid group of heroes to take our children, you know, have questionable.
Because some of us are shitty parents. I'm not.
Some of us are shitty parents. Exactly.
Some of the shit that we do at the house. The kids take it to the schoolhouse, they gotta deal with that shit.
I'm like, bro, how many times, like, when you're dealing with your kids and, like, there's something, maybe what, you don't care, some random situation comes up. You as a parent, like, in your mind, does this thought not cross your mind, like, I'm not gonna teach them, maybe they'll learn it from the school or other people or from their teachers, like at least one or two things, like it can be small things, but like you'd be like, I'm not gonna give them my opinion on it because my opinion's a little different. Let them learn it from the school or the other kids or something like that.
Well, what I do is, if it's a situation, I let my kids know about my experience with them. And then I say, hey, it's not my time, it's your time. I'm giving you what I went through. That's how I handle it.
Right.
How you handle it will be totally different. Uh-huh. Hopefully you took what I gave you and said, well, if Dad handled it this way, maybe I can handle it his way with a little bit of my way in it.
There you go.
And it'll work. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
You know, that's my whole thing. That's what I hope for. That's what I hope and pray for my kids, is to say, hey, they understand. At least they understand some of the shit that I'm trying to teach them. At least they're going to take some of it with them.
Well, like, hold on. Adult life. Quick question, though. Crystal, you were raised by both parents?
I was raised by my mother, my aunt, my uncle, my grandmother, and my grandfather. So,
Like, was your father wasn't around at all? Or okay. Chris, what about you? Like,
hey, both parents? Welcome to being black, Crystal. No, mom's solid. Dad was the street guy. So
in and out.
I'm gonna say more in than out, but
apparently he was in for long enough.
The education that he gave me, the lessons that he gave me was very hardcore.
That's cool.
It was so hardcore that you'd be like, man, I ain't about to do this. I wish it was missing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it was like that. But as far as I have both parents in my life, not in the same house.
I didn't.
But my mom was married. I did have a stepdad. He showed me a lot of. He showed me a lot of what not to do.
Okay. Because I was curious because I feel like if you're raised in a two-parent household, you get messages a different way than you do if you're raised with, like, a single parent or, like, by a grandmother or a relative or something like that.
Agree.
Yeah, so, like, I was raised by my grandmother, so, like, it was a lot of, if I say don't do this, you don't do it. And you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe if you have a father, it's pretty much the same concept, but, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you're raised by a single mother, and she says don't do it, you go, eh.
She's working all day anyway.
Right. She won't know.
Yeah. Right? But yeah, let her find out. She's gonna knock your ass out.
She's gonna knock your ass out.
But like
real talk. Like I think that message is from grandparent to father to mother to single to both parents. And I think that part of the message is always received differently due to the child. Because I haven't been told not to do this, and I didn't do it, but my mother told my brother not to do the same thing, and my brother did it anyway.
I hear that from my husband and his brother, both of whom raised by same both household. Parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and boy, the shit my brother-in-law got away with, because he's the younger of the two. Oh my god. So my husband was a good boy, blah, blah, blah. Uncle was holy shit, and he's still holy shit.
It always kills me if, like, you know what I'm saying, you have siblings, and you guys grow up in the same house, y'all have the same caretaker, and yet y'all, like, wind up so vastly
different. Night and day.
Like, how?
Where the fuck are you going? But did they give you the wrong baby?
No,
this motherfucker ain't acting right.
And it's funny to me because it's like, I'm like, even the whole time me and my sister lived in the same house, we never did the same things.
Right.
Like, I had a television in my room. I had a television in my room. She didn't.
Wow.
She absolutely loathed television. She didn't watch it. She read books. And I'm like, huh?
In your room, you had a TV?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. Listen, I had a TV in my room since I was like six. Okay. Like by myself, had every game system. You know what I'm saying? So, like, okay. I became the more creative person, whereas my sister right. is very, like, stoic, very, like, logic-based.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
This is, like, and she's the oldest, so, like,
you're she's, broadcasting, like. She's an accountant.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, gotcha. Precisely.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you know, while me, I'm, like, I'll stop, and I'll be, like, oh, man, look at the sky today. It's lovely. I'd love to draw a painting.
You're that guy, hey, stop the smell of roses. Guy.
Right. She'll be like.
She ain't known that. She's like.
In the car. Like, let's go. Damn. We got to be somewhere. Right. Like, you know
what I'm saying? I see rocks sticking out of the ocean. Let me go cross into them, see how far out I can go and get stuck.
Right. So, like, that always amazes me because now, like, I got two daughters and they live in the same house. And I'm like, oh, God, they're going to. Oh God, they're already like two vastly different people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh yeah, I would be curious, like if our daughter was not a single child, if she had siblings, I wonder. I wonder. But you know what?
I think your daughter would like terrorize. I think she would. Like I think she has that only kid syndrome. I don't care if we had a kid like the following year, she would have been salty like.
Oh, hell's yeah.
You're not my brother or sister. You're adopted. Like shit like that.
Yeah, you're adopted.
Like, shit like that, you know? Oh, like, listen, the shit you tell your younger siblings be the funniest. Like I used to take my little brother, like it's on a lot of levels, man. I tormented my little brother so bad. Like I gave him the attitude. I gave him his mentality because I used to just terrorize him. Like, I just say just cruel shit to him. He'd just be mad. Like, psychologically fucking with him.
Look at the shit that my husband did to his little brother.
Like physically, my little brother, I'm the fat kid. My little brother was born the cocky dude. You know what I'm saying? He was always cocky. He'd eat more food than me, ain't gained not a weight, but he also was the active one, real active all the way. The fighting situation never was he'd think twice about fighting. He'd be like, nah. But the mentality of just being able to get inside his head and just fuck with him real bad. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. When I hear you, Chris, I think of my husband and his little brother because he's got a brother who's 5 years younger than him. And, you know, he's the one who got stuck out in the water. But, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. My brother 5 years younger than me.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's it. Holy crap.
I'm only a year younger than my sister, bro. I can't imagine.
You're lucky, I can't imagine
being 5 years younger than her.
Yeah, she would have got all type of wedgies, see? She would have wedgies. She didn't have time to experience bullshit.
But, like, what I noticed is, like, the older sibling, like, when they get a younger sibling,
yeah,
like that parenting instinct kicks in so hard.
Yeah,
like I've seen it. Like so my sister, like there are pictures of me and my sister as kids. My sister is super overprotective. Like she's like, no, that's my brother. Leave me alone.
Shut up, baby brother. No, you're not just your brother. You're the baby brother.
Right. Like even with my daughters, like my oldest, like adores her little sister. Adores her. She's like, don't. Like I'll kill anybody. She's like it's not a problem. Like for my little sister, it's no joke.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only person who can do stuff to my little brother. Like can't nobody do nothing to my little brother. Don't touch my brother. I can beat him up.
Yeah,
I can punch him in the arm. You can't.
Don't breathe on him.
Yeah, don't breathe.
Exactly. Did not just say. What you thought I said. I know I didn't say it because I was there when I said it.
Culture shock. It's Chris. It's Crystal. It's Phoenix. We'll give you the news like you've never heard it before.
I missed this.
I don't know. Even I caught this.
like Twitter was lit.
Oh, yeah. This is Black Twitter?
This was all Twitter.
Culture Shock, every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts. Shock your system.
I'm it amazes me how difficult this is for some people. I catch the bus, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, literally yesterday was the first day where I got on the bus and everyone was wearing a mask.
And I was like,
oh, thank you. It only took like 3 months into the pandemic.
Exactly.
But right, I'll take it. You can't understand how difficult it is for motherfuckers to do the simplest task of, hey, don't spread a fucking virus.
Exactly. Put on a goddamn mask.
Especially because you don't know if you have it. There aren't enough tests to know if you do. You can be asymptomatic for much of it.
And
we don't know where you niggas come from, bruh. We don't know where you come from. Just wear a fucking mask. It's not that difficult. Seriously. Yeah.
I seen the meme with Holyfield.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't put
the mask on because Tyson bit his ear off.
Thanks a lot, Tyson. I saw that. That was funny.
That is mean. that is wrong. That is evil.
Funny as hell.
Let me tell you what my thought process was, though. I'm like, he needs to make enough money to get that tip replaced. He got me fucked up.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
In the state, I'm not in the kitchen. Chumps can't hold water. What the fuck I'm going to get about it? I don't do snakes. I don't do fakes. I don't do snitches nor man bitches. No bitch, nigga. Here's a care package. Nigga, ditch, nigga, nigga. I'm gone. In my lane. Going strong.
Oh, man. I got so much coming from the corner, man. I hear a lot, see it live, been through it live. This is Snakes coming live from the corner. You know me. I get to tell you how it is, tell you how it's going to be, tell you what it was last week. But since we're going to talk about certain situations, I'm going to talk about you ladies out here on the internet. Now, I'm 40 years old. I've came a long way. I've seen a lot, you know. When it came a long way from, you know, poor houses. So, in my young 40 years of age, I've realized that we went from street walkers to prostitutes to Backpage. Now we have fans on OnlyFans, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I don't care. But I see it sweeping the nation. Everyone has fans only, OnlyFans, whatever you want to call it. Now, as a young black man in America, what I fail to understand is why is so many women, beautiful women, nice built women, out here with the OnlyFans of fans only shit. Why? So, I'm looking into things. I'm on Twitter. I'm on IG and everybody. Link in my bio. Fans only. I'm seeing ass and titties. My thing is, hey, ladies, why show so much ass and titties when later on you're going on a man to hold them ass and titties? Do you think a man going to want to hold them ass and titties after paying $35 a month for them ass and titties? Well, then again, he might want to hold that ass and titties after paying that $35 a month, but guarantee you, if you hold them ass and titties, he ain't gonna pay that $35 a month no more. Now, I sit up here and I ask myself again, like, what makes women go ahead and make these OnlyFans pages? And as I realize, there's a lot of motherfucking money involved in this shit. I'm in the wrong goddamn profession. But then again, I thought about that. I can't make a OnlyFans page because I'm a nigga. I'm a guy. I'm a man. I'm legs. I can't do it. So, I'm sitting back and I realize that these Backpage bitches have made a whole new website to sell pussy. Hats off to you ladies for being clever, catching up with the internet world, and saying, goddamn, you motherfuckers paid me $20 just to see a picture. I salute you women that's getting that money off that fans only and OnlyFans page. But I will not, and I repeat, I will not participate in your shit. I will not pay for you every month. I will not support that shit. No, I will not. Because I feel like
the play streets in 9 to 5. In the state I-95 and the cop.
But if you choose the center pussy,
in the kitchen,
I'll keep you in mind.
Want to be in that winner circle so bad, didn't have to think about it. These chumps can't hold water.
The following commercials are not intended for buying purposes. We can't stress this enough. Please do not look this shit up. Do not try to buy this. Do not try to create this, because we've already created it. So don't be an asshole. You've been warned.
Are things getting a little boring or bland in the bedroom? Have you become bashful with your boo? Maybe it's time for a boost for your beloved with Bittersweet Treats. Bittersweet Treats is your new partner in crime. When it's your time to shine, don't cover your behind. Blow his mind. Bittersweet Treats is available online and has many designs to update your love life. Visit us at bittersweettreats.com to get your new adventurous apparel. Spice things up with Bittersweet Treats. Blow his mind. It's college schmollage. So your change of plans turned out to be not quite as profitable as your degree would have been. Now you've got two kids, a lovely home in the suburbs, and a 15-year gap between the closest crayon box and your last class. But you're a mom, remember? You give great advice. Now it's time to take your own. Go back to school. Go to school. Seriously. GoBackToSchool.org. That's GoBackToSchool.org.
You're listening to the best damn trash talking podcast on the entire internet. It's the Culture Shock. Stay tuned for more.
Donald Trump is blowing this election. He's blowing it. He is legit fucking blowing it. Like Joe Biden should be embarrassing him at this point. Like, fully embarrassing him. And because he's doing such a shit job. I mean, a shit job. Like, this is the shittiest shit job I've ever seen. Like, to me, it's the job. It's the job of someone who doesn't want the job anymore. Like, he's fed up with it. And I would be okay with that if Joe Biden wasn't his fucking opponent. Like if this was anybody else, I'd be like, bruh, kill him. Like, he's done. He's dead for. Like, but
right.
Trump is like, bro, he's so mishandled the coronavirus pandemic. Like, even me, where I was like, I'd sooner vote for Trump just to, you know, deny Biden, because I don't want neoliberalism anywhere near the fucking White House ever again. Right. I'm like, I can't in good consciousness support this guy. Like,
right.
Bruh, you fucking up. Like, yeah, like he bad. Really, is. Right. Really what, bad.
Yeah.
Like,
this might be one of those things where I'll vote for him so that I don't vote for Biden, though. Because I think Biden's a jackass. And I think that he is dangerous. But
yeah,
it's not even that he's dangerous. It's that he's incompetent.
Like an idiot.
He's just as incompetent as Trump.
Which is dangerous.
Yeah, which is dangerous.
as our trumpet, right.
But, like, the difference between Biden's incompetence and Trump's incompetence is the people that you put around him. And so, like, Biden's incompetence will put a team of people around him that will do pretty much the same shit that Trump is doing, but, you know, with a prettier face and with a few more scraps and handouts to the rest of us, as opposed to Trump, mm-hmm. where it's just like straight fuck all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, but
I think he got enough sense. I think by getting in office, I think he has enough sense not to actually take on the same approach. Cause like we opened our eyes to bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we've been dealing with politics for so long. Like, we can see through your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even thinking Obama had bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He had some bullshit. Now, it was hard to see through because of these past presidents. It was easy to see through.
Mm-hmm.
But right. You gotta have, like, I don't think I honestly think his team is going to be, I think his team is going to be a team that's, like, that's for the shit, that's with the shit, that's for, like, let's get resolutions. And it's going to come from either side. I think he's going to be at least smart enough to say, hey, I can't follow that program.
Right.
I can't do Obama's because everybody's going to call me on doing Obama, but in the worst way. So I got to do something of my own, but I got to put some smart-minded people around me. And that means everybody has to play the field as far as what the agendas of the people want. So if it's a Republican over here that wants to save just as some of us blacks, you know what I'm saying? When you have to take time out to listen to what he got there, you know what I'm saying? What he got to offer, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, he might bring something to the table, and it might go with a Democratic since you overlook the things, and it can go together and make a good piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope he has that mind state to try to at least bring both parties together to collaborate for the people. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just be, hey, we are Democrats.
And that to me tough. Is like way more optimistic than
I sent you guys a link.
Yeah, I see it.
Sorry.
Like that's way more optimistic than Joe Biden is even capable of. Like
yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm hoping. You see that twinkle in my eye?
Yeah.
That's how small my hope is. But it's a little bit there to hope and say the hope like okay, you're the nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Smarten up.
I
hope that, when you put in a specific position, you have to smarten up. I don't give a fuck who you are. You have to.
Every time I think of Joe Biden as the president, like, I see that world, and I'm like, yeah, but no.
I feel like the first 180 days, man, he gonna be done with this shit.
I'm like, I get it. Like, that's why I said Trump is fucking up so bad. Because this really should be an easy election for either one of them to win. But they're both just fucking it up.
It's bad.
It's so easy to win this. Like, it's so easy because at the end of the day, Trump holds a 36 to about 40% base. Like, he's solid. Got him. Biden, on the other hand, only holds like a 28 to like 32%. So he really needs
to get off like his ass and do something.
Right, like a huge boost.
Yeah.
On in his numbers, and like the problem is like he's not going for it. He's not trying for it. And like I'm like, you could literally, if you just took both of their bases as they are, right? Trump wins. Like if no one else votes but their bases, Trump wins. So, like, what are you doing? Like, even if Trump he's losing some numbers. Undeniable.
I say this for Biden right now, on this crisis right now. Lace up, get your sanitizer, in an abundance,
mm-hmm.
Get your face mask, get you some good nights of sleep, mm-hmm. And this goddamn pavement, goddamn it, and get out here with these people. I don't care how old you is, at some point in time, you're going to have to get out here and beat your feet around these people. And that's one thing that we're as not even as majorities or minorities, us as people, is looking at who's going to beat their fucking feet. You know what I'm saying? Well, Biden, can you beat your fucking feet for us? You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker is on his high horse. We need somebody to get up off that high horse to come down here and see eye to eye. That's what we need. And even though his age, he's up in age, man, he needs to take that time to say, you know what? I need to connect. I need to really connect. I really need to put myself out there. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing Bernie always did. He put himself out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a secret about what I'm doing. It wasn't a secret about who I was. It wasn't, yeah, I did. Everybody does have despicable shit in their past. Yeah, you might have some secrets in your closet that you might not want to come out. But at the end of the day, put yourself out there. Make yourself vulnerable for sympathetic people. Empathetic people. Like people like that really want to know what's really going on. Like, get out there and be with those guys. And see, like, what they're working with. See how they're working.
What you just suggested, again, is like way too optimistic.
But like, it's too optimistic, but it's like, these are things that need to be done.
It's not even that it's optimistic. It's that it's putting forth this your own characteristics onto a person who does not share those characteristics. And that's the issue. It's like a lot of people think that Joe Biden is this really like middle class guy, you know what I'm saying, who's like for the little guy. He's not. He hasn't been. He hasn't been for like 40 plus years. So like all of these are great suggestions, by the way. Like fantastic.
But they would never happen.
Like it's not even that they wouldn't happen. He's not even thinking of doing those things.
And that, see that sparkle in my eye? Yeah. That's how big my faith is.
It's too much. Even that is too much.
That's a little bit too much.
Right.
I'm glad to sit here and say, hey, I'm sitting here on the podcast with a future seat holder, a future councilman, senator, governor, whatever the fuck I want to say, this guy's a future. That's why I can honestly say I know this guy.
And his PR person.
Yeah. I'm the manager. That's the PR person, Crystal Pierce, y'all here. But I'm with views like that. Like it's like we need open minded people. And yes, it's far fetched. It's long away from happening.
Yeah.
But it can happen. It can happen with you, Phoenix. It can happen within the next 4 years. It can happen with anybody who has the idea of saying, you know what, it's time for the bullshit to be over with. Mm-hmm.
That's literally gonna be my campaign slogan. Is like,
look, time for the bullshit to be over.
Like, ain't you sick of this bullshit? Like,
you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, when you look at it like that, you look at it and say, hey, everybody has done some type of something in their life. That don't define.
It's not
going to define the person that you are today. It might have helped you get along. Yeah, you did that petty crime. You might have looked at it like, shit, that was fucked up shit. I ain't gonna do that shit no more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like something in your mind to click and say, yo, I ain't gonna do that.
And all that is experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't judge Joe Biden for who he was in his 20s. Like, you know, that guy's a totally different guy. I'm basing it on the 40 years that he's had in public service. And that guy is not that. He's not a good guy.
He's not my president.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't want to say, like, he's, like, a bad person. I think he's okay as a human being. I think he's a fine person. It's but just not, as a politician.
It's just like saying you're the CEO of a company that barely makes
it. Right.
Exactly. You break even all the time.
Right.
You break even.
It's like this. It's like you're a good person, but you suck at your job. You know what I'm saying?
You're not good at it.
You know the coach of the Cavs isn't a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? He's not a bad guy. Just sucks at his job.
A bad coach.
Right. He's a bad coach. So like if I'm building a new team and I'm like, hey, I need a coach, I'm not looking at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking at you because I've seen you at your job and you're not that great. You know?
Right.
So like for me, it's like here's my thing. I've only had two standards for who I would vote for president. Simple two standards. First one was you got to be in favor of Medicare for All. That to me, that was a basic step. Medicare for All is one of the easiest things you can be in favor of. I'm not even saying you got to pass it; just be in favor of it. That's one. The second thing was you had to be against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Joe Biden fails on both of those accounts. On both of them, he's in favor of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He wants to renegotiate it. Wants to get back into it. I'm like, no.
What?
Like, to me, that's the ultimate no.
That's like, suicide, sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, especially at a time during like this, when like when people are losing their jobs and like it's a fucking pandemic going around, 30 million people unemployed. If you even look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership,
started in China,
right?
Like you want to, yeah.
If you even look at that shit, you done fucked up. Like you an asshole for that. So like for me, it's like on those two simple fronts, he fails.
Right.
At least with Donald Trump, he's against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So I'm like. At least I get one out of two. So
he realized that is political suicide.
Right. I'm like, this is whether one out of two. Not,
that's irrelevant.
Right. But I'm like, yeah, no. To me, and it pisses me off because I like what was it last week or the week before? I said in my rant, like, all Trump needs to do to win is just go left. If he just went left on 2-3 issues, he got this in the bag.
Yeah.
And like.
But he is so narcissistic that I don't think he will.
You fucking up. You're fucking up.
He's so narcissistic that he won't.
Yeah. Man, we're going to fuck around and not have a president. Nobody ain't going to vote. Ain't nobody going to vote.
You know what? I think that's fine. Like, we can go 4 years on our own. Fuck it. So we gotta get up out of here, but I wanted to go over our question of the week this week. So with a lot of things being reopened around the country and a lot of uncertainty towards the coronavirus pandemic, it made me ask this question. What is one thing that you hope doesn't come back after this pandemic? What do you hope doesn't recover? What business or what type of field you hope is like completely like
changed forever,
maybe completely erased. What is that?
I hope, honestly.
Well, Carol Baskin. She shouldn't come back. I think they should close.
We know her husband hasn't.
Big Cat Country. I think they should close Big Cat Country. Get the bitch out of there, man. What? Free Joe. No, but on a serious note, that is an absolute good question because I feel like at this point in time, the places that are closed, the small guys that are closed, has really dominoed effect the big companies because they don't have them to rely on them to do their efforts to supply them with certain things, to put certain things on shelves and stores. So I don't know. I'm just well aware of the small guy, how the small guy is affecting the big guy as far as business. So anything I don't want to see, shit, I would love to see fans only decrease, man. My Twitter look like a fucking.
Oh my god.
My Twitter look like fucking Pornhub, man. Like 20 second Pornhub, man. Y'all gotta tone down.
Oh my god.
Are people that lonely for real?
Man, what about you?
I'll tell you, but I'm gonna comment on Chris's first. Number one, are people really that lonely? I'm sorry, but you know, whenever I want to, I can.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I always have a willing participant and he lives with me.
Yeah.
And that being said, what do I want to come back and what do I not want to come back? I like the whole at-home school thingy. And I would love to see that kids who are excelling that way maintain that ability.
Mm. Okay.
I think that's going to come back. I think that's going to be the way. Like we had ECOT, and you see how bad that failed.
Right.
ECOT failed bad.
Right.
I think just like we discover Zoom and all of this, I think the conferencing of homeschooling would be at a new level.
I hope so.
I actually think
more credited.
That's a really cool idea. It's like, you know, especially when things reopen, like if you want to be like, hey, like 20 in the class and 20 like at home learning, distance learning. Like, yeah, I think you
create jobs that way.
Yeah.
Because you have to increase your teaching staff and you will also increase their pay because their pay needs to be goddamn increased. You know, I mean, like the little girl you see like a little maniac around here sometimes. She does really great distance learning. She does really great.
I'm like, something about distance learning is like, I don't know. It's like working. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like the freedom that they have, that they're not confined to a classroom.
Exactly.
That's just it. I was just about to say, with the new era of kids being on their phones all the time.
Right.
With this whole, it makes it more easier, more suggestible, because I'm on my phone and I'm learning. I'm still connected with my friends. They right here in my face.
Right.
Yeah. We still laughing and joking, and at the same time learning.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, and a lot of stuff is coming on the phone. Is made mobile wise anyway. Yeah. So you can be here and there, with your classmates, whatever it may be. So I think it's gonna be a whole new level to it.
Yeah. The level of this shit, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely levels to this shit.
Levels. I think that's the thing that's gonna be the greatest
takeaway.
Upstart. Yeah, I think that's gonna be the greatest
thing. And like me personally, like I'm weary of our reliance on technology, but
it's not gonna change.
Like I fear it'll actually get worse. And like if anything, that's one
I'm
thing.
I'm actually
that
a robot.
That's one thing where I think I wouldn't want that, but I fear that that's definitely going to happen.
It's happening.
Is that, you know, technology, it's gonna see quite a boom, even it's especially after the coronavirus.
We're becoming the Jetsons.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you know, if we get a flying car and a high rail system out of it, I'm not gonna be too upset. Like,
shit, right.
No, if we get a teleport unit, I am going for broke.
Oh yeah.
Listen, they will never give us teleportation. Listen. Do you understand?
Listen, that twinkle in your eye. That little twinkle in your eye.
Crimes will be committed.
that little twinkle. That little twinkle in your fucking eye, right there. That one right there. That, you see? Right there, motherfucker, right there.
Right.
That little twinkle in your eye says it's hope that it's going to be a trend. Yeah, I'm going to teleport before I die out this bitch. I'm going to teleport, motherfucker.
You ain't going to see teleportation until like 2230.
Get lying. It's too many movies out here on it.
Oh my
look at the Avengers. They went back in time. It's possible.
Oh my God.
You had to bring up the Avengers. That's such a sad movie.
Oh, man.
It is sad. I'm tired of this bullshit-ass trailer. Yeah, that's what I want not to happen. What? All these thick-ass trailers that's coming out about the Avengers.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
No, I'll tell you one thing. Like the people who
YouTube
are trying to...
shit.
The people who are trying to, like, profit off of, like, the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Like, or just like one of the things I'm disgusted with during this pandemic is like some of the commercials I hear where they like try to tie in coronavirus to sell their product. Like, you
it's
disgusting
icky.
Motherfucker.
It's
like
icky.
It's gross. It's gross. And it's like
dirty.
Yeah, it's like it make you feel filthy. I'm like,
yeah, you feel skeevy.
I don't want to buy your product. Like no matter what it is. I'm
never.
Like, no, just the sheer fact that you use that's gross.
Yeah.
So
never.
Like I hope for future like businesses, kill that noise. Like don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't be stupid.
All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here.
All right.
It's been the Culture Shock. Chris, let them know where they can find you, baby.
Yo, you can find me at Licks_codename_216 on IG. You can find me at ChrisRudy10 on Twitter. You can also find me at Chris Rudolph on Facebook. I'm there, man. I'm there.
Crystal, where you at?
And some people might like to hear me say that. I'm easy. I'm Crystal Pearson. No matter what social media you look at, that's where I am.
Crystal's
no matter,
easy.
She's all easy. Right. No matter what position you put her in.
Yeah, not the angle I was going for. Oh, whoa, I said that, didn't I?
Yo.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yo, it's Phoenix. You can find me at JP the Firebird on Instagram. You can find the show Culture Shock at shock_pod on Twitter. You can find us at Cult Pod on Instagram. And I hope you follow, like, and subscribe. Leave us comments. We'll see y'all next week. It's been the Culture Shock. It's Phoenix.
Culture Shock. It's Licks.
It's Crystal.
We out. Peace.
Yeah, peace.